There are many things in life that can't be controlled. Commentator and psychiatrist Alyssa Eli has found one thing she can manage: her commute.
If the lights are timed and no one has skidded off the ramp at exit 36, it takes 44 minutes to drive to the hospital each morning. For many years, the commute was an insult to my efficiency, a black hole of time and space I had to cross each day before any useful work could begin. Then the apple dropped on my head. I made the discovery. 44 minutes is exactly enough time to listen to the first half of West Side Story. I start the car. Someone whistles, and the horns, they're the Jets, begin leaping around in sneakers. Then the woodwinds arrive with Tony. I turn the volume up. He knows something's coming. The dance at the gym is so full of hormones and percussion, I have to turn the volume down. When a single triangle tings, Tony sees Maria, and I turn the volume up again. Somewhere in the true world, love happens just like this. My car is pulling off the interstate now, slowing down for the one-lane road to the hospital, slowing down because Tony is singing with violins. He never knew how beautiful a name could be. This ache he feels is the only ache that matters, not the dull ache of bills or the sharp ache of illness, but the ache that turns a world into a star. Now I'm driving through the two pillars that have marked the hospital entrance for over 100 years. At the very same moment, Tony is swinging himself onto the fire escape by Maria's window. "Stay with me tonight," he says, so young and brash and manly. I cannot. "Then stay with me forever." They sing without an orchestra. They don't need music behind them anymore. That's where it ends. I turn off the engine and pull off the seatbelt. At 7:07 a.m. tomorrow, it will start all over from the overture and go exactly halfway through again. Tony and I cannot get off that fire escape. Some of it is because of the 44-minute commute, but most of it is because neither of us wants to hear what will happen. In our West Side Story, there's no disillusionment, no deaths, no requiem under the basketball hoop. We know what's in store, but we choose to stay with the ache that makes the world into a star. It's better to leave things that way when you can.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.